Knowing God through nature. What is nature? Nature is everything that we see around us that we believe has been made by God. There is inanimate nature. The sea and the rain and the wind and the rocks and the earth and the elements, the stars and the sun. We don't conceive of these as having life. Then there is that part of nature that has some kind of life. Grass, plants, shrubs, trees. And then there is nature that has life. And we choose to call the lower and the higher order, the insects and the birds, the animals, fish, finally man. All this is nature. And we can get to know God through nature. The word suggests that we ask the beasts. Now, how can you ask a beast? And of course, this obviously means that you're questioning the whole structure and the ecology and the location, and the habits, characteristics of beasts. Also birds, fowls. Study geology. Study the chemistry of the elements in the earth. The physics in the earth. Talk to the fish in the sea. Study the sea. The hand of God has done all this. Observation. Meditation. Analysis. Prayer for the Spirit's insight. And then nature around us will talk to us. Part number one. Nature declares God's glory. Heavens declare the glory. Firmament shows his handiwork. Every day there seems to be a silent voice showing us knowledge. What kind of knowledge? I remember talking to a physicist years ago, figured out the weight of this earth and what force it would take to spin it round the sun, and then with the strongest tensile steel cable, how could you attach it to the sun to maintain an orbit? And then he figured that the cable would break by its own weight. How does God hang the earth on nothing? What are the voices that speak to us through this, telling us all these facts of nature? Part number two. Nature reveals God's care, his concern. He formed us out of the dust of the ground, the opening text tells us. Therefore, we are intrinsically of little value. When we have been totally dehydrated and reduced to powder, we don't weigh much. And at the highest marked value of the elements that might be retrieved from our dust, nobody would make a fortune. We are made of the dust of the ground. Then God did something to us. He breathed his breath, outside the terrestrial. Life comes from outside this earth in order to make that dust a living being. God made the trees grow out of the dust. Trees are living. The dust is inanimate. What kind of power takes this? And does this. And does it this way, to show concern. In all the relationships that we see around us, trees grow, fruit develops, fruit is good to look at, delicious to smell, fragrant and pleasant, tastes good, supplies all the nourishment, nutrients, that we need. all before we were born, all continuing after we are dead, supplying the right pressure for us to live. We can only live within a certain range, supplying the temperature in which we can survive, concern about us, day by day, period of work, period of rest. Lord God knows and displays concerns that grow out of insight into human weakness and need. Part number 3. Nature awaits a brighter day. We talk about the resurrection of spring. We see the tree, the shrub, the plant die, go into a moribund condition. And then in the spring, hears a distant bugle call and comes to life. Flowers bloom again. Trees are covered with their green foliage once more. God can do this. He is the awakener. That's what he told Jeremiah in chapter 1. The word for almond tree is the awakener. It's the first to awaken. It's the resurrection tree. It's the watch tree. The Lord says, I'm watching. I'm watching. One day there will be a new life. There will be a life that goes on and on every season. One day you will be in your eternal spring. Nature awaits a brighter hope. It tells that one day there will be new, renewed life. Part number 4. God set the sun and the moon and the stars to be for signs. And then man fell. He still has used them for signs. I don't know how he would have used them as signs if man had not fallen. But that iffy question we don't need to worry about. But that he used nature, the sun and the moon and the stars, as witnesses that he was in control of the stellar system. Jesus predicted that there would be a great earthquake. 1755. Then that the sun should be darkened. 1780. The moon should be turned into the color of blood. Same year. Then the stars would fall from heaven. 33. All this has happened. Now, as soon as I talk about the stars, I think of some of my friends who are skeptical, who say, well, this is a 33-year cycle. They fell again in 1866. They did. Northern Ireland. They were going to fall again in 99. But nothing happened. And I happened to be in college in 1932. And the newspapers reported on a special night, there was going to be a great falling of the stars, meteorite shower. And the Dean of Men let some of us fellows out, special permission, to go and watch the stars fall. But they didn't. There were none in 1832. And 33 years later, in 1932. In 1965, there were none either. God had made nature, sun and moon and stars, testify to the truth of his word and validate the prediction of Jesus Christ. Part number 5. Nature is used to symbolize the Creator, his power and attributes. Jesus in his teaching took many parables from nature. He talked about the fig tree. He talked about the sheep and the characteristic of a sheep to be lost. He talked about fish, a mustard seed. He talked about new wine and old wine. He used these illustrations to point to aspects of truth, the power of a mustard seed, the power of yeast functioning in wine, the uselessness of a fig tree that only had leaves, the silliness of a sheep and by contrast, the solicitude of the shepherd. Nature reveals characteristics of God. Part number 6. When nature is renewed, it will tell of the power of God too. There will be a new heaven. There will be a new earth. There will be new trees and new plants. And God will have been the recreator, showing that his purposes are not in vain, that his will be carried out and his design completed. So through the things of nature, we may become acquainted with nature's God. God is not nature. We are not pantheists. God's power enables the tree and the animal and the fish and the bird and the plant to live. God's power sustains the universe. God is the creator of the universe. Very much interested in the maintenance of the details as near to the ideal as he has originally set up. So we can get to know the God of nature through nature.
This has been another classic sermon from the Archive of American Christian Ministries. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There is no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.